Good morning. It is 4 minutes past 11 o'clock here in the Pacific time zone. You're tuned to the stations of Spokane Public Radio and the Piano Bench. And a very special piano bench it is this morning. One of my guests in the studio today is Dr. Jody Graves from Eastern Washington University, a very familiar presence here on Spokane Public Radio. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning, Jim.
And this marks a rather special occasion because we are beginning a series of Piano Bench programs. It's going to be on the second Tuesday of each month through the rest of this school year, and it will feature music majors from Eastern, specifically focusing on pianists, but pianists in a dual role, both as soloists and as collaborators. And it is something that should have been happening for a long time, but everything obviously has been turned upside down and inside out for quite a while. So we're just very pleased to be with you and with the students who you have brought today. And we have four of them. And we will introduce them as they come up to play. Our first performer is Tanya Baldwin. Pardon me, Ballman. And maybe, Jody, if you can tell me just a little bit about Tanya.
Sure. Tanya is one of our piano performance majors, but I will say she is one of those amazing talents who has her skills and abilities in several areas, in jazz, in improvisation, in composition, in piano solo, in piano collaborative work. So she is she's a real rising star. She already has done quite a bit in her young life and has a deep musical heart.
And that heart is tested for sure in the first set that she's going to play, which is the music of Alexander Scriabin, 5 Preludes from his Opus 16. From our Spokane Public Radio studio, this is Tanya Baldwin.
Thank you.
a set of preludes by Alexander Scriabin, played in our KPBX studio by Eastern Washington University student Tanya Ballman. With me in the studio again, Jody Graves. And you said, Jody, in the midst of that, that Scriabin, such a master of the miniature.
Right.
It's amazing what can be said in such a short amount of time.
It's exquisite. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does a great job with these.
And they're rather short pieces tend to be pretty challenging because there is so much that's packed into
right.
a short span.
Right. And that kind of intensity and intention is always challenging for any artist of any stage or age, but she gets it.
Mm-hmm. And I should mention that Tanya is currently a junior and is a piano major at Eastern. And we're delighted to have her play. And she has one more piece she's going to play. We're going to change things up entirely now and go to some music of Claude Debussy from his Preludes. We're going to let the minstrels into the house here. Music of Claude Debussy, one of his preludes, Minstrels. Just a wonderful start-stop kind of thing that's involved in that. It was played in our KPBX studio by Tanya Ballman, the piano major from Eastern Washington University. She and a couple of her fellow musicians are here in our KPBX studios today, and they are going to continue to come by. As we go through, we are starting something brand new today, which is a program that will take place every second Tuesday of the month, in which we will welcome students from Eastern, specifically piano students, and some others that allow the piano students to show their chops in terms of being collaborators in music as well. We're really looking forward to this, and we're really happy, Tanya, that you could be here and be with us today and play that wonderful stuff by Scriabin. How long have you been playing Scriabin's music?
Thank you so much for having me. This was actually the first of Scriabin's music that I've played. I asked Dr. Graves last year for some Russian literature because I found myself really connecting with it, and I started this set of preludes last spring.
And so far, what's your overall reaction to them? Obviously, you did very well in the playing of them, but were they easy to get close to, challenging?
I connected with these ones right away. I was just assigned the third prelude first as just kind of a one-off thing to learn, and I connected with it so easily, and I was able to learn that one pretty quickly, so I decided to pick up the whole set. And a few of them have some challenges that I'm still working through, but they're such beautiful pieces, and I have really connected on a deep level with them.
Excellent. And Debussy is just grand fun.
It's, yes.
It's a very tricky piece to play, but it's just grand fun. And
yes.
For us in here who get to do the listening, it's really super. How long have you been playing?
I started playing a little later than some people do. I started at 10, so about 15 years.
That's pretty late in the big picture, but yeah. So you've made wonderful progress. And
thank you.
What are your piano aspirations?
You know, I tend to be the kind of person who has a 5-year, 10-year plan and really thinks ahead and has everything planned out. But I've sort of learned that that doesn't always work out since Corona hit and plans have really had to shift and change. So now what I really aim for is just to live a life that feels creatively nourishing. And I play in a lot of different mediums within music, and I'm a horse trainer too. And so I just want to live a life that feels like I can express myself creatively. And I the means of it doesn't matter to me as much as just feeling that way.
Do you have horses of your own?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they listen to music when you're away?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. This is all very good. Well, Tanya, thank you so much for being with us, and thank you for your playing. And we wish you all the best. And
thank you so much.
Good luck with the horses as well.
Thank you.
Okay. Tanya Baldwin, who is our first player today on this program, featuring music majors from Eastern Washington University. And we go now to another piano graduate student in this case. Her name is Carly Baer. And Jody, can you tell us a little bit about Carly?
Carly is a student in our master's degree program. She's a first-year graduate student, and she is a piano performance. She's quite gifted in all areas of solo work as well as collaborative work. She's a stunning collaborative artist as well, and she's one of our current graduate teaching assistants. So she's doing extra work while she's getting her degree.
All right. Well, and especially doing the teaching part of it. That's such invaluable experience for any. It's been said oftentimes that you don't really understand something until you teach it.
I agree.
And I think that's absolutely true in music as well as in so many other areas. Well, Carly is out in our KPBX studio, and we're going to hear her up next in a solo role and then in a bit in a collaborative role. But we're first going to hear her as a soloist in the music of Gabriel Fauré. This is his Barcarolle No. 4 in A flat. This is Carly Baer. Thank you. Such a wonderful and wonderfully gentle piece, that Barcarolle No. 4 in A-flat. The music of Gabriel Fauré, played by Eastern Washington University graduate student Carly Baer in our KPBX studio, and part of a new initiative here at Spokane Public Radio to feature once a month student musicians from Eastern as part of the piano bench. And Dr. Jody Graves, who supervises all things piano out at Eastern, is with me this morning. And just that the music of Fauré, that we talked a little bit about it, is something that is just not played all that often. But that's too bad. And I certainly am on board with the sentiment that it deserves a lot more exposure than it gets. But it's difficult stuff to play.
It is difficult. And I think just capturing also the touch and the sensitivities of all those beautiful harmonic colors that change and sort of swirl around without having sort of what we call edginess to it. Mm-hmm. Very challenging for the pianist, for sure.
Yeah, but Carly did a very, very nice job on it.
And
we're going to listen to one more solo piece by her. We're going to go back to Claude Debussy, but a different sort of Debussy than the one who we heard in Minstrels just a few minutes ago. This is a sarabande, one of those stately dances that was danced back in the Renaissance and Baroque times, and is now given an impressionistic turn by Claude Debussy. Again, the pianist in our KPBX studio is Carly Baer.